living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, prescription drugs is one of the most common causes of nutritional deficiencies in this country. Now, there's other reasons, right? A lot of prepackaged foods, you know, stuff like that. You know, we're overfed and undernourished, but there's no doubt that the prescription drugs in this country are causing a problem. So I wanted to review some of the most common prescription drugs and the nutrient deficiencies well established with these drugs. And some of them are pretty interesting. So let's start with two types of blood pressure medications. The first one, the first class of drugs are called diuretics. Very, very common. Diuretics help your kidneys to get rid of fluid. And when you do that, it helps to bring blood pressure down. But the problem is, as you increase urine output, you tend to lose some important minerals like magnesium, zinc, potassium, and even sodium. As a matter of fact, there was one study that showed about 20% of patients on a diuretic like Diuril or Lozol had about 20% of them had a magnesium deficiency. Now, why is that interesting to me? Well, because we already know that if there's a magnesium deficiency, there's a greater chance you're going to have a blood pressure issue. You're going to have hypertension. So here you have a drug, a diuretic, that is meant to lower blood pressure, yet it gets rid of a very important mineral called magnesium that you need to maintain healthy blood pressure. See the problem with that? It's incredibly important. Another class of diuretics called loop diuretics, the most common one there is called Lasix, furosemide. One study showed that there was a significant thiamine B1, vitamin B1 deficiency, in 98% of patients with heart failure who took Lasix. That's not good. The B vitamins are so important to energy production, especially in the heart. So, again, some of these deficiencies really are counteracting, you know, the benefit we're trying to get from the drug. That's not good. I'm not saying these drugs should be stopped. I'm just saying doctors need to do a better job of educating about these nutritional deficiencies. So, if you're taking a diuretic, specifically a thiazide diuretic or a loop diuretic, you definitely need to be doing a nice, you know, mineral formula. Make sure you're getting calcium, magnesium, potassium, vitamin C, vitamin B1, definitely, that's the thiamine, vitamin B6, and of course zinc. Those are common, easy to correct nutritional deficiencies. Now, another class of blood pressure medications very common are called beta blockers. There's a type of receptor in your body called a beta receptor. And when that receptor is activated, the cell that's connected to that receptor becomes very metabolically active. So, you know, your beta receptors run your sympathetic nervous system. So when you need to run away from a lion that's chasing you, well, maybe not a lion today, but when you're having to run away from your boss who wants to give you more work, your beta 1 receptors kick in and your heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up. So beta blockers calm all that down. Atenolol, metoprolol. Those are common prescriptions. The most common brand name is Tenormin. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but beta blockers deplete your body of CoQ10, just like the statin medications. So cholesterol-lowering medications and beta blockers for blood pressure lower ubiquinol CoQ10 in your body. That's not good. CoQ10 is critical to cell energy production. So lots of side effects happen when you deplete your body of CoQ10, especially quickly with these prescription drugs. You know, it's not unheard of for somebody who has already kind of a low level of CoQ10, but you've adjusted to it because it's been dropping slowly. Then all of a sudden you knock out, you know, what you have by 50%. That causes significant side effects. Did you know that there's a statin drug out there that has CoQ10 combined with it? There's even a patent for it. There's a statin drug that has a CoQ10 added to it, right? That sounds good. There's even a patent for it, but that company is not marketing that drug for various reasons. I don't know. Okay. Let's also, don't forget, too, back to the beta blockers. Not only do they knock out CoQ10. So if you're on a beta blocker like Tenormin, you want to be taking at least 100 milligrams of CoQ10. They also knock out melatonin. A lot of people have some sleep issues. It sounds weird because beta blockers kind of calm you down. They're even used, as a matter of fact, sometimes beta blockers are used for stage fright. So they kind of calm you down, even you out. That sounds like that might help you to sleep, but at night when you need melatonin to go through healthy sleep cycles, nope, knocks out production of melatonin. So make sure you do 1 to 3 milligrams of melatonin as well. I already mentioned the cholesterol-lowering drugs, Lipitor. You know, you have there's many cimetidine. Lipitor, Crestor, many other ones out there. They all deplete your body of CoQ10. So make sure you're doing at least 100 to 200 milligrams of CoQ10 on a cholesterol-lowering medication. A very common prescription drug are the acid blockers. Heartburn, reflux disease, GERDs, right? You've probably heard of those. Maybe you even take some of these medications. There's antacids that people, in some cases, eat like candy. That's not a good thing to do. But, you know, antacids change your stomach pH to such a significant degree that if you take supplements or foods anywhere around taking the antacid, like say within an hour, you're not going to absorb a lot of those nutrients because of the change in pH. So keep that in mind. So if you take antacids, make sure you're not taking your supplements or even, food. You want to take it maybe a couple hours after or before you do the antacid. Then there's other acid blockers called histamine blockers like cimetidine. Very common over-the-counter. It's now available over-the-counter. Cimetidine, interesting, is also really good for fighting the flu. By the way, I've talked about that on my show. And then, of course, the proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec. Oh, these drugs, these acid blockers, they just really cause all kinds of nutritional deficiencies. Folic acid, iron, zinc, calcium, vitamin D have all been shown to be issues with people on acid blockers of any type. As a matter of fact, one study showed that a high dose of a proton pump inhibitor used for a year or more could make people 2.5 times more susceptible to hip fracture than control subjects. The longer these drugs are used, the higher the fracture risk. Because you're not absorbing calcium and vitamin D anymore. There's maybe even some evidence vitamin K is having some issues absorbing on these acid blockers. So if you're taking any prescription acid blocker, your basic multivitamin, make sure you're getting optimal levels of vitamin D, vitamin K, obviously calcium, iron, zinc, phosphorus. All those things can be issues with acid blockers. Sugar issues, very big problem in our country today. There's a lot of different types of diabetic drugs. All of them do have some absorption issues. For instance, a very common diabetic drug called metformin, which I do like, by the way. Metformin's a good drug. Overall, has good benefit, very low risk, but a lot of people become deficient with vitamin B12 when they're on metformin. So make sure you're doing a nice maybe B complex that includes B12 if you're on metformin. Also, folic acid has been shown to be an issue, along with CoQ10 with metformin. So just make sure you're taking, maybe 400 micrograms of folic acid and maybe 100 milligrams or so of CoQ10. Psychotropic medications, mood-altering medications, B vitamins. Get that in your head. If you're on any antidepressant, any mood stabilizer, any anti-anxiety drug, any psychotic drug, it doesn't matter. You've got to be taking your B vitamins with those medications. Very, very, very important. So, yeah, prescription drugs becoming one of the most common reasons we have nutritional deficiencies in this country. Make sure you know what you're doing when you're taking these drugs. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.